This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Morning.
Morning, Coasties.
How are we today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking. People sometimes resent that question. You know, I have a friend who says, so ask me again.
How are you?
Why, are you a doctor? Don't ask me how I am unless you're a medical practitioner. He doesn't have many friends.
Yeah, well.
In fact, I'm
it's a bit harsh.
It's very harsh. He's a very harsh person.
You're wearing my favourite shirt of yours.
Of yours, thank you.
No, it's your shirt, but it's my favourite one that you own.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's your avocado shirt.
That's my avocado shirt. Yes, I don't really look at avocado or not. As long as I give it the smell test.
Yes.
And if it passes, it's on.
Yep.
And the standard has been dropping ever since.
Ever since you started this show.
Ever since I came to the coast. I don't need to be, you know, it's about vanity, a bit cleaning too much. I mean, we should go back to the old days where...
Well, the old days they didn't bath. Like, they had like one bath a year.
Exactly. Look how well they did. They were much happier back then.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Please bath responsibly, all right?
Bath responsibly without the hairdryer in your hand. Be careful.
Now, look, guys, today we are still running that competition where any caller that gets on the show goes in the running to win an awesome prize pack thanks to BJ Howes. There's this awesome fire pit plus a mini tool workshop. These prizes are worth like more than $600.
I know, they're awesome. So you've got to get on the show.
Mini toolbox.
It's like a workshop. It's like one of those stand-up tool cabinet things.
But it's a mini one. It's for jockeys. Or midgets.
For short people. Yeah, for you.
I'm short. Yes, I'm short but charming.
But all you got to do is join in. Join in the fun, give us a call and get on the show and then you're in the draw for that. And we've also got Busby Maru tickets still, I think.
Yeah, there's heaps of stuff going on. We are the home of tickets here on the coast.
We are almost a charitable organisation for people who are... Please listen to us. We'll give you stuff.
4324-4444 is the number. You can call the show anytime.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
On the way, one of Mandy's early morning games. One of the best ones in my book, actually. Happy endings.
Oh, thanks for your support. Finally, Widow, I'm winning you over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great game, Mandy.
Thanks.
You should do that forever.
Thank you.
Yeah, the never ending happy ending.
The never ending happy ending.
No, no.
Hey, listen, talking of happy endings, you know how the other day it was May the 4th?
Oh, yeah. It was May the 4th this time last year as well.
Yes.
Well, and it will again be next year.
Yes. Well, it's just the Star Wars day because of May the 4th be with you. And it's just a day for Star Wars nerds to get their nerd on and celebrate all things Star Wars. And I've just found some interesting information that you might like to know about May the 4th.
Yes.
So Pornhub releases statistics around which days and times people are most likely to search.
No, I didn't do anything. I swear that wasn't... Someone must have broken into my house.
We've seen your history, mate.
I've deleted the history. It wasn't me.
Someone broke into your house.
The porn bandit. He breaks into people's homes and looks at porn and then leaves.
And then leaves.
That's what I tell my wife.
Yeah. Well, on May the 4th, the website had an over a 1,000% increase in Star Wars-related searches.
1,000%?
Increase. So people were getting on and looking up porn related to Princess Leia.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, I suppose, would have been one. Lots of searches for lightsaber.
Yes, yes. That's very weird. I just don't... I mean, the lightsabers are obvious kind of...
Yeah, yeah. You know, it is weird, isn't it, though? That you would want that kind of...
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, just sort of Darth Vader saying, you know, imagine Darth Vader just letting in the gardener. Say, come in. Oh, yes. Take your pants off. Let's get it on. No, I don't see the whole...
And there's nothing really sexy about Yoda, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, it's all subjective, isn't it?
I mean, really. There's nothing. He's green. No.
Well, he's very little.
He's little, he's bald, so, he's... What? Anyway.
I see. I see where you... this is where it's all going, is it? All right. I recommend, if you're into that genre, have a look at Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Okay.
It's a very well-acted and beautifully shot. And
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I love a happy ending.
I like a happy ending too.
Let's have a happy ending together.
Ew!
Happy ending!
All right, well, you just said it was one of your favourite games. It's certainly one of my favourite games. Akmal, yeah, you hate all of the games.
No, I don't. I love this game. That's why I come here this morning, especially because I was going to take the day off, and I thought, wait on, it's Happy Endings Day.
Yes.
Can't miss that.
Which is where we play the end of the song, this song. Pretty easy one, I thought.
Well, yeah, maybe it was too easy.
Well, no one's called.
Maybe you're insulting our listeners' intelligence.
Maybe I am, and I didn't mean to. If I have, I apologise.
Doesn't matter.
You know what?
It's too late. It's too late. Look, that game has to go now.
I know. That's the rules, is if nobody calls, then the game gets the axe, and I'm not happy about that, because this is one of my favourites.
Well, that's an unhappy ending.
Well, it is an unhappy ending.
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Are we going to give it a chop?
Well. Yep. Oh!
I'm really sad about that. This was my favourite game.
Hey, listen.
Happy Endings is gone forever.
I know, it's terrible news.
It's
but,
too late to call now.
Yes.
Everybody's calling now. It's too late. It's gone. People, you stuffed it.
People from Syria are calling. And
Yeah, you've stuffed it. Oh, dear. Now I'm going to come up with another game.
That's no, you don't. Right. No, you don't.
Oh, I will.
No, you're going to.
Akmal can come up with a game.
Why don't you come up with a game for once?
I have come up with many games.
None of them
are appropriate for radio.
None of them.
And most of them are visual. Mm. But you can come to my place and play them, listeners. My address is...
Oh, wait. No, do you want one? Hang on. We've got a caller here.
It's a delay.
Adam.
Hello.
Hi, Adam from Berkeley Vale.
How are you?
I'm distressed, is what I am, because they've chopped my game.
Mm. Well, you've got to keep the faith, Mandy.
Oh, he bloody got it. Adam, where were you? I needed you like 5 minutes ago.
Well, unfortunately, I couldn't ring then.
Okay, well.
I mean, if people don't realise this, but we only have the one listener.
It's Adam.
Yeah, so if Adam doesn't call, we're screwed. You know, so thanks for calling, Adam.
We're going to send you to the footy. Would you like NRL or AFL tickets?
NRL, please.
No,
all right,
worries.
Mate. Sydney Roosters take on the Gold Coast Titans 26th of May at the Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets at tickettech.com.au, but you got a double pass, and you're in the running to win that awesome BJ Howes toolkit and everything, all right?
That sounds great.
Good stuff.
Excellent, Adam. Thank you so much.
There you go.
The big question is, does that mean the game is saved? Is the game saved?
Well, only Jesus saves. So you got to ask him.
Okay.
I think the game's saved.
Yay!
It's saved.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
That is the one, the only Crowded House. This is Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal, the one, the only, on the Central Coast 107.7 2GO, 10 past 6.
Mm. There is only one Akmal Sali.
Yes, there is.
I've Googled myself.
Yes.
There's another Akmal something or other who's...
You're very unique, though, Akmal.
I'm unique. Everyone says that. That's a pleasant way of saying it, but thank you. Yeah. I've been called worse.
No, I think unique is a good word, isn't it? I mean that in a good way.
Well, neek is a naughty word in Arabic.
Okay, well, let's not talk
Arabic
about
listeners, give us a call. Tell us what neek means.
No,
4324444 is the number. Call anytime.
Unique. Unique, me neek, everybody neek.
Okay, well, let's talk about that off air so we don't offend anybody, especially anyone that might be Arabic in
it's
our community.
Late. It's too late. Okay. We already have, yeah.
Well, I want to bring something up that's actually been concerning Widow and I over the last little while.
Yes.
Now, you know you had your chest infection for a while.
Oh, yeah, I had my chest infection, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. That's
but you also were quite sniffly, and you've been sniffly for, oh, God, ages, months and months.
Yeah, yes.
You have how many soiled tissues around you at the moment? Oh, you've only got three at the moment.
Well, we just started.
I mean, by the end of the show,
there's a mountain.
How many? There's a mountain of
a mountain of
dirty tissues. Yeah.
That's what it's in the Bible. And then he went forth and they saw the mountain of snot.
And then he parted the sea of tissues.
The sea of phlegm.
Anyway, we are concerned because we've come across something that is a little bit, we're thinking maybe this is you, right?
Uh-oh.
There was a woman who...
not a woman.
I know you're not a woman, but she had a runny nose for a really long time. It was a couple of years, I think, wasn't it, Widow?
Yeah.
She had this runny nose for a couple of years and she could feel the snot running down the back of her throat.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but...
No, it's okay. We all
feel it, right?
Because, right, you know, it's human. English is a weird language because nose run and feet smell. It's very confusing,
that
isn't it?
It's confusing. Good point. But she went to all these doctors and nobody could tell her what was going on.
She should have gone to a registered doctor.
Yeah, she should have gone to one of your cousins. But anyway, she found out that she was leaking brain fluid down the back of her throat.
Yeah, that's,
there was a small hole between her nasal cavity and her skull, and she was leaking brain fluid. Now, apparently, we produce about 500 milliliters of brain fluid every day.
So you don't want to blow your nose too hard.
No.
I guess, is that why people, when they blow their nose, they look at their hanky because just to check to see if their brain hasn't fallen out?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we're worried about your brain falling out because
it's too late.
A lot of fluid's been coming out of your face, you know?
Oh, yeah, no.
A lot.
Yes, yeah, a lot of fluid. And is this woman, is there a name? Because...
Well, a name for the thing.
The woman that lost her brain through her nose. Is it Pauline Hanson? Because she's always
blowing maybe.
Her nose.
I don't know. Mm. Maybe she's got it as well. But we just want you to be very careful. And if you feel like your brain's coming out of your nose, seek medical advice.
I'm feeling that right now.
And blow responsibly.
Blow responsibly. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Imagine if they just joined us then. Imagine if they turned off the radio and they turned it on just when he's talking about your daughter shat on your head. Yeah. They go, oh, this is terrible. I'll turn this off. And then say, like, I'll give them a second chance. Turn it on. And all you hear is, blow responsibly.
Blow your nose responsibly.
No, she didn't say nose.
Oh.
She said,
anyway.
Anyways, we've got someone who knows Arabic on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
We started the conversation with this. Rita, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So you're an Arabic speaker?
I'm actually Egyptian born, and I do speak Arabic.
Yes. Hey! Ahlan wa sahlan, ya Rita, zayik, sabah al khair.
Ahlan zayik, enta.
Kwayis.
Sabah al khair.
Ahlan wa sahlan. See, this is, for the rest of the hour, it's going to be in Arabic now.
I love this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you obviously know then that Akmal swears and says naughty words in Arabic.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as soon as he said the word Nick, I saw my father raise his hand in a backhander.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you see, that's the thing. If you say unique, it sounds like it's rude, doesn't it?
It is.
It is rude. It is. Unique. See?
Wow.
I remember my father distinctly saying, if I ever hear you say that word, I'll give you one of these. And it was a backhander.
Oh, yeah.
So it must be rude. Now, I'm very curious what it is, but we're not going to say it on the radio because I think it's too rude.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Now, Rita, why don't you say something to Akmal in Arabic before we go?
Goodness me. What can I say?
No, that's English.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rita. She's in the running for BJ House. She's going to in the running to win that awesome prize. But why don't you just say, this is Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal on 2GO for us?
Oh, God. Da el fitar ma Akmal wa...
El fitar, yeah.
El fitar ma Akmal wa Mandy.
Ah, love it.
Shukran, ya Rita. Rita, thank you.
Call anytime, Rita. We love talking to you.
Yes.
Akmal, I love speaking in Arabic. I don't get to do it much these days because my father passed away.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Wow. Oh, that was sweetheart, beautiful. Call anytime.
Well, let's catch up and speak Arabic to each other.
I'd love to.
Oh,
okay, Rita.
That's awesome. Let's give Rita something as well. Let's give Rita some tickets. Can we give Rita some tickets?
Yeah. What do we got? We got some circus tickets. Do you want to go to the circus, Rita?
Awa, which means yes.
Yay. All right, done.
You're
going to Infamous Circus, Tumbiumbi. It opens Friday night. Get your tickets, infamous.net.au, but you got a double pass, okay?
That's so good.
Qatar khairak and shukran.
Shukran, ya Rita. And kalimik ba'deen.
This is really heartwarming.
How often does that happen? Huh?
It doesn't happen often at all. I bet we're the first radio station in Australia that's had a little moment of Arabic. That's brilliant.
Except for the Arabic network.
Yeah, on SBS. Mm. But, you know, we're not SBS.
We're not SBS.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, we've got lion news, haven't we?
Yes, these lions were very clever. They could sing and talk and stuff.
I know.
But then someone said they were an animation. Boy, was my face red. But I love stories where animals just, you know, just take control a little bit more,
yeah,
or intimidate people, or
yes, because fight back.
Because animals are wild. I love animals. I love them. I hate caged animals. I hate going to zoos because I feel sorry for the animals who are caged. And especially, like, we're not too bad in Australia, but some, I've been to zoos where you just go, oh, and the night zoo in Singapore is stupid. You drive through the night zoo and you can't see anything because it's night. The animals are sleeping. That was a Singaporean accent. You know when they speak Singaporean? It's called Singalese.
Is it?
Yeah. And then they say, it's almost South African. And speaking of South African, they in South Africa, they got a lot of these parks where you drive through. And
I've been through a wildlife park in Africa.
Mm. And were you in the car?
I was in the car. And you know what? It's a little bit frightening when you get up close to some of these animals. They're massive, powerful-looking things.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, it's not. People get brave when they're in a car.
Mm.
But there was an incident, I think, a couple of days ago where they're driving through this wild park reserve and the lion goes up to the car and tries to open the door. That's pretty clever, isn't it?
What, really actually tries to open the door with his paw?
Well, no, he had a coat hanger. In his hand. Trying to open the door.
What did the people do? Were they freaked out?
Oh, they were freaked out and they forgot to lock the door because they didn't expect the lion to walk up to.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Maybe he was a valet. Maybe he was pretending to be a valet.
Yeah, I'll just park this over here for you.
No, it's fantastic. But you go and see, I was in the Adelaide Zoo actually and I saw these idiots who were just drunk. Because we used to do shows in the zoo, and I don't know if you remember, they used to have, during the Adelaide Fringe, they used to have outdoor comedy shows.
Yeah.
So I don't normally go to zoos, but I walked around and there was this guy just teasing the lion. This drunk couple of guys going, "Hey, lion, hey, check this out." Hey. And the lion, I swear, gave him a look like, "Oh, man, if I just get my hands on one of you, I will rip your faces off." Oh, if I could it's just that little cage between me and you is what's stopping me from just tearing your ass up. And it was great to see that. The lion looked at me quickly and just, we had a moment there where
you connected.
I understood, he understood, you know.
Yeah. And, I actually think, forget David Attenborough, I want to see Akmal start to voice over.
I think if you could voice over some wildlife things, I think that would be awesome.
Well, I don't have the knowledge that David Attenborough does, but I would like to do a show where the animals, when animals attack, you know, those cheap, you know, those, Fox Stella, when animals attack,
yes,
this lion was being trained for 7 months and then finally he'd had enough and he ripped his trainer's face off.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Breakfast of Mandy and Akmal on 2GO.
Hello.
Akmal.
Akmal Sali.
Yeah. I don't know what I said then. 20 minutes to 7. With Mandy and Akmal.
He's trying to blank me out of his brain.
Yeah.
Remember, you can call the show anytime, 432-444-444.
Mandy and Ahmed.
No, not Ahmed.
Abdul. Mandy and Abdul.
Mandy and Ugboot.
Mandy and Ugboot.
Anyway.
Mongrel anyway, boots.
You love coffee. Have you drunk your coffee?
Not yet, no.
You just got given
I'm finishing.
A beautiful
Thank you
coffee.
For asking. No.
You got given a beautiful coffee. There's
Thank you, Alan.
Public health warning, a big community announcement here. Be warned if you drink illy coffee. Now, this is actually the coffee that Matt, my partner, drinks.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Illy.
Illy.
Illy, I-L-L-Y. It comes in a silver can and it's got a red logo with white writing. And this is the coffee that he drinks at home. And I bought him this coffee, so I'm a bit concerned because they've had to recall all of these cans because it comes in a metal can because a lot of people are going to undo the can. And as they try and detach the lid suddenly, with force, flies off and can hit people in the face.
With coffee?
The lid.
Oh, the lid.
The lid could hit you in the face and slice your face open.
Mm. That's, they should have a warning not to be purchased by idiots.
Mm. There's
a lot of idiots out there. That's what I've noticed. Remember a woman in America that sued McDonald's because she bought a cup of hot coffee and she burnt her crutch.
She spilled it.
Yeah. I don't know how she was drinking it.
Well, do you know what happened on Mother's Day? I was drinking a cup of tea,
You burnt your crutch?
Yes. I spilled the entire cup of tea in my lap as I was sitting down.
Oh.
It was the weirdest, most awful sensation. Mm. I'm not going to go into too many details, but a whole cup of hot tea was sitting in my lap.
Oh, tea, yeah.
And then I didn't know what to do because I couldn't move because it was just going to go somewhere.
You should have sued McDonald's.
Well, I made the cup of tea. I can't sue myself.
Doesn't matter. If you're American, you could find a way. If you got she got like $250,000.
Are you serious?
For her burnt crutch, which, you know, McDonald's were responsible because they made it too hot. Apparently.
That's dumb.
Apparently, isn't it dumb?
I think, remember that story, it was served to her by one of the McDonald's staffers and they dropped it on her.
They dropped it on her.
Right, okay, but that's
what was sus? She said, I don't have coffee with no sugar, and she put two sugars in her crutch. Apparently. I don't know if that's true. That may not be true.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
After 8 o'clock today, we might have a way to help out the Erin and Men shed who lost a whole stack of welding equipment that was stolen the other night.
Yeah, yeah. Stolen. Looking
Some
forward to doing that.
Scumbag welder.
Scumbags.
Mm.
Scumbags. Well,
police
thieves.
Are on the lookout for someone with goggles. Walking around with...
It looks like Ned Kelly.
Looks like... Did Ned Kelly have... Was he a welder?
Well, the goggle thing is like a mask, isn't it, for welders? Isn't it like a big...
They have a face shield.
Like a face shield. Yeah.
Face shield, yeah. It was taken... That Ned Kelly look was taken over by Islamic fundamentalist women later on, many years later. No, don't say that. Okay, no, everyone's...
I wouldn't say that.
It was just a joke.
I know.
Come on. Lighten up. It's not like... Come on, relax. You know,
you're so inappropriate sometimes, though.
Not inappropriate.
I don't know quite what to say sometimes.
Don't be scared.
I'm scared of you.
You're with Akmal
now. I'm scared
now.
Of what's going to come out of your mouth.
Uncle Aki is in charge.
Uncle Aki's weird.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But I know what I'm doing. You're in good hands, people.
All right.
Now,
tell us the thing.
Well, speaking of things in hands, people are using their mobile phones while they're driving, and it's becoming there's a 60% increase. 60%, according to this, unless the Telegraph is telling lies. Mm. And they would never do that. But the Victorian police are calling it an epidemic of people taking selfies while they're driving. Just wait. What, you know, you're going to look the same. In half an hour when you pull over, you're going to look the same. Nothing's going to change. Just wait. But this is the crazy bit. People are watching films on their devices while driving.
Whilst driving.
Yeah. Imagine, like, you know, watching Breaking Bad, the entire series. How did I end up in Darwin?
Wow.
How did this happen? No, it's a crazy thing. It's more dangerous than alcohol.
Yes, it is.
Because you
They've had a huge spike here on the coast in accidents, I think, with people on phones and things.
What idiots.
I know, but...
That's why I turned
Do you know what I have to do? I have to put my phone in the back seat. I have to put my handbag in the back seat.
Oh, not to be tempted.
I get tempted. You know, the only time I get tempted is when I'm like parked at lights and stuff, which I shouldn't even be doing it then. It's never when I'm moving. It's always when I'm stationary. But even then, it's really bad.
Okay. So
I'm putting my hand up. I'm saying I'm going to try and not do
that. You've done it?
I've done it and I'm not going to do it anymore. Right. Don't arrest me if you're listening, if you're a cop.
I'm going to report you because
don't
just
report
no,
me.
Hey, it's a citizen's arrest.
No,
you're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back.
I'm not going to let you arrest me. I'm going to resist arrest.
You can't. That's
what
another.
What can you do now, then, huh? I'm resisting arrest. Yeah.
Imagine being arrested just for resisting arrest. So you're under arrest. No, I'm not. You're under arrest. And it's really weird. You go to any show, any live performance or anything. Like, I went to a concert the other day and everyone's filming it on their mobile phones. Mm. The whole night.
It's sad, isn't it?
It is sad. They must go home and look at it and go, man, that looked like a fun night. I wish I'd been there. I could have been there.
But you know, instead, I was looking at my phone.
Live the moment.
Exactly. Embrace it.
Throw away your mobile phone. Let's have a revolution. Let's have a burn up.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
We got tickets to give away to go see these guys. Busby Maroo going to be on the Central Coast, Longjetti Hotel, 25th of May. 4324444 is the number. Just call and help us out with this.
Yeah, we're talking about baby names, and I want to know if you've heard any really strange ones, because we've just heard the news that Peter Wentz...
Who's Peter Wentz?
He's the lead singer from Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy. I remember Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
This ain't a scene. Anus. They used to say anus.
They didn't say anus.
Akmal. Ain't a scene. That's what I thought it was. Fall Out Boy, right?
It's This Ain't a Scene.
This Ain't a Scene.
This is their song Champion.
No, but their old song.
Their old song's better. Anyway.
This Ain't a Scene.
Yeah.
Anus.
This ain't a scene.
Oh, this ain't a scene. Yeah. Oh, it was their pronunciation.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm sorry, my mistake.
What's the...
I do beg your pardon.
Peter Wentz from Fallout Boys just had a baby and has called the little blessing, the little girl, Marvel, after Marvel Comics, Marvel movies, the Marvel franchise.
Because you know their name, Fallout Boy, is from the Simpsons episode.
Is it?
Yeah, where Milhouse becomes Fallout Boy, who is, you know.
Nuclear Fallout Boy. Yeah.
That's Fallout Boy. So that's where they got their name. So great name, terrible band.
Well, what do you think of the name Marvel Jane Wentz?
I don't mind Marvel. Marvel's good. Well, wasn't there a Lee Marvin? Marvin. That's
all right. Lee was his first name. I mean, Marvel is her first name.
Do you know what?
It's odd.
Woody Allen's son is called Satchel.
Satchel?
Satchel.
Satchel.
My son, Satchel. That's terrible, isn't it?
That's a terrible name.
Bloody Woody Allen. And Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's baby.
Yes.
Called Apple. Right? Apple. So every year or so, they have to upgrade their baby.
What do you mean every year or so? They're
talking about Apple products.
Apple products.
Oh, sorry, mate. Asleep. I was thinking about the Apple.
Tough crowd. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Sorry.
It's my fault. I should have reworded that differently.
No, it's my brain.
Maybe I should have said, you know, she comes from China, but she's packaged in a... I could have put it in
she's
a more...
She's ran out of batteries. Anyway.
Batteries?
Well, you know.
She needs to be recharged.
Exactly.
Yeah. We could have gone with... Any of these options, and I regret. If I could take back time,
don't.
No, anyways, we're talking weird baby names. 4-3-2-4-4-4-4.
I have to put my hand up and say my kids are kind of weird. So Coco is not
Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel, but also Coco's
hot
just
Coco.
Yeah, it's just
Coco with milk.
There's no A on the end. It's just C-O-C-O.
Yeah, I know.
So that's an unusual name. But Wilkie is probably more unusual. That's my son's name.
That's more of a surname, really, isn't it?
Wilkie. It used to be a first name many, many years ago, like hundreds of years ago. That's where we got it from.
And, of course, you know about my friend Mabul.
Mabul.
See, Rita will know this. This is the guy called Mabul Zahiri.
Mm.
But in Egypt, that was just a normal name. But when he came to Australia, it was Mabul Zahiri.
Mm.
And
Mabul.
And you didn't believe me when I told you.
I didn't.
And then you talked to him.
And Rita, by the way, is our new Arabic friend that called the show.
Hello,
a little late.
So where's
earlier.
Wilkie from again?
Wilkie was the name of an author from a couple of hundred years ago called Wilkie Collins.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was apparently the first detective genre author.
Mm.
So Wilkie was an old name and we called Wilkie Pitt. Wilkie Pitt. Pitt is his middle name.
Right.
And that's an old family name.
Were you,
so he's got an odd one.
When you were thinking of that name, were you partaking in anything illegal?
No, I wasn't.
That's good. It's good to know.
We were going to call him Holden, maybe, or Lincoln.
Holden, that's Zed. Good. You can take him to get fixed every few months. Your kid won't be ready till Thursday.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4. We want to know what's your weird baby name.
Dave from Mannering Park, what weird name have you heard?
I've heard of Star, and also there's another one, Sunny. Remember Sunny?
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher, like S-O-N-N-Y. Yeah. That's making a comeback, I think.
What about from Skippy? Yeah. Skippy was... He was Sonny.
That's right. And Star, did you say, Dave?
Yes, yeah, Star.
That's a weird
one. I remember watching the show years and years ago. The girl's name on it was Star.
Wow, okay.
It is Ringo Star.
Well, that's an odd one. Thank you, Dave, for joining in. Lovely to speak to you this morning. Brucey from San Remo. What's the weird name you've heard of?
Did you call him Brucey?
Yeah.
Brucey, g'day, Brucey.
Very few people get to call me that and live, but that's all right.
We're still alive. That's good.
That's it. Mm. A friend of ours has got a daughter named Khaleesi.
Khaleesi? But isn't that a
Khaleesi?
Game of Thrones.
That's from Game of Thrones, but it's also the name of the rabbit virus.
It is a rabbit virus. I thought that. Khaleesi virus. It made the rabbits go blind, didn't it?
Myxomatosis didn't work, so they brought the Khaleesi virus.
Yeah,
that's right.
Myxomatosis is Khaleesi's brother.
thank you, Bruce. Wayne from Hamlin Terrace, what's the weird child name that you've heard of?
They were going to call their baby boy Anais, spelled anus.
Spelled anus.
Spelled anus?
What? Yeah.
Yes. What nationality were they? Do you remember?
They were Australian.
They were Australian, and it was a boy's name, and it was Anais, but it was...
Anais.
Oh, wow.
See, some people should not be allowed to have children.
No.
It should be a government department where they go and apply, and they say, no, you're an idiot. Go away.
I'd be worried about their last name, too, with an anus. Like, you'd have to be careful. You know, if your last name was Round.
Or Hole.
Or something, yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, Wayne, we're going to send you along to Busby Maru. 2GO presents Busby Maru. Got your back. Regional tour. Long Jetty Hotel. 25th of May. Get your tickets now. BusbyMaru.com. But you got a double pass, all right, buddy?
Thank you.
No worries, mate. Take it easy.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now. Give Me Lols for Kids, one night only, helping raise money for Give Me Five for Kids, June 3rd at Mingara.
Look, we've had comedians come to the coast before. Arj has come, Jamoan's come, we've had individual comedians. You've come a couple of times. But never before have we had a festival. We've had so many comedians in one room for one night only. This is huge.
This is big. And you know, it's going to be a fantastic night. And every cent that is raised will go to the children's hospital that is badly needed money.
Yes.
To save children, you know.
Well, when we went to the Gosford Children's Ward, Akmal, we saw that they had things like a vein finder, which is used on little tiny arms when they're trying to find veins so they can, you know, use, you know, the medicine to go into the right place.
Yes.
It's really hard sometimes when kids are sick to do
that,
you know.
There's probably someone listening as a G, I could use a vein finder. Well, no.
No, not
them. Don't touch it. It's not for you.
No, we're talking about equipment that the hospital has to buy. And if they don't have it, you have to send your kids down to Sydney.
It's really sad that, that we have to do this because the government should be putting their money into things like children.
Exactly.
You know, what have they done for us? They've done nothing.
Well, children can't vote.
There you go. Well, you got to do something. Let's have an uprising.
Well,
or a comedy night.
Okay, well, let's start with the comedy night. The uprising
work,
we can have happen later.
That's
okay.
Right.
We've got Fiona O'Loughlin coming along, the Umbilical Brothers, and also this guy's going to be there.
Victoria's Secret is in every single airport in the world, it seems. It's sort of soft porn, acceptable soft porn. Born, you know, it's a franchise. First franchise I ever became aware of as a kid was the Body Shop. I remember walking in, it came to our town, and I went in, and big triangles of soap, bright coloured soap. There's a green one, and you know, I picked up and went, oh my God. Oh, yeah. And then just go over to another one and pick it up and go, oh, that was divine. And they go, can we help you? And you go, oh, no, no, no. And then just walk out and not buy anything. You couldn't do that in Victoria's Secret, could you?
That's Jamoan. He's going to be at Give Me Lols for Kids.
It's going to be such a fantastic night. Of course, you're going to be there doing your stand-up
I'll make an appearance.
Yes, and I'll be there as Raffle Girl. We're going to have plenty of raffles, prizes to be won. It's going to be a huge night, so please jump online and grab your tickets now. Get a bunch of friends together, 2gofm.com.au. We want to see you there.
And the Wheel of Death. Oh, no, that's something else.
I don't think the Wheel of Death is going to be there.
Get your tickets right now, 2gofm.com.au.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
Now, yesterday we heard this story about the Erina men's shed and how they'd had all of their welding equipment stolen on Sunday.
Someone is wanting to do some welding badly.
Yeah, so we decided...
An emergency thing.
We decided to give... And look, if you don't know what the men's shed's about, it's basically a place where men can go to do manly things, make things out of wood and metal, and often those things end up back in the community.
Well, you know, like my father-in-law does that, and say like the other day, he... a few months ago, actually, now, because he's not well, but that's irrelevant anyway. A woman needed a ramp for her wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
And she couldn't get anyone to do it. And so she called the men's shed and he went. He's very handy. And
he
built her a ramp.
That's the kind of thing they do. They're a great organisation. And so we decided to give Bob Miller, the secretary of the Erina Men's Shed, a call. And just to see if we can hook them up with some help and see what we could do to help this situation.
Bob Miller.
Hello, Bob. It's Mandy and Akmal from 2GO's Breakfast Show here.
Hello, Bob.
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, but we heard that something pretty annoying and pretty awful happened to you guys at the Erina Men's Shed last night.
Yeah, well, before 9 o'clock yesterday morning, we were broken into and found out when we went to church yesterday morning that all our welding gear had been stolen from the men's shed.
That's so awful. It's
terrible.
Yeah.
Police are on the lookout for someone wearing welding glasses.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
Someone who looks a bit like Ned Kelly.
Yeah, like Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really awful. And tell me, it must take you guys quite a while to get this equipment because you guys depend on donations and...
Yes. Yeah, we've been open 4 years now and, you know, gradually built a second shed. Our church here in a community managed... Baptist Church was good enough to let us have one of their sheds or part thereof, and we built up from there gradually. And now we've got woodworking, metalworking, and gardening, and it's just great to see it develop, you know. And we're 54 members.
That's amazing, 54 members.
It's a bit of a low act if you're stealing from a charitable organisation.
That's
You've hit rock bottom if you've done that. But what we're going to do is, if we catch this culprit, we're gonna weld his testicles together.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
We're going to do it at Erin Affair publicly, just like the old days.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure about
that's nearly as bad as drawing and quartering, isn't it?
It is a bit. Look, we do feel really terrible for you guys. We know you do a lot of good work for the community. You also help
men who are
retired, maybe feeling a bit lost. And need to meet some people. So, look, we're going to pop you on hold there for just a second, Bob. So just hang on there for us, okay? Hang on.
Sure, yep.
So we've got Steve Dawson from BJ House Lizero on the phone. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, good, Mandy.
That's good. Did you hear about this terrible theft at the Erin a men's shed?
Yeah, I did this morning. That's no good.
It's no good at all. These guys have saved up and worked really hard to get the equipment that they've got. And, they've lost all of it, all their welding equipment. They've lost masks and all sorts of stuff.
And by the way, Steve, I just want to point out you're not a suspect. Okay, we've checked.
Thank you for that.
Yes, you've got a clean record. He has nothing to do with it.
And he sounds like an upstanding citizen.
He does. He's probably upstanding right now.
But you guys at BJ House, are you able to help?
Oh, definitely. As soon as we heard about it, we can do something to help out here. Get a list together, and between us and our supply network, we'll do everything we can to get these guys back up and welding again.
Oh, that's so fantastic, Steve. You know what? Let's get Bob back on the phone. He's the secretary of the men's shed at Erina, and let's let you tell him yourself, Steve, because that's pretty amazing. Bob, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Bob, we've got Steve from BJ Howes on the line. Steve, this is
G'day,
Bob.
Steve.
Hey, Bob. How are you, mate? Yeah, we heard about what happened. We love the work you guys do in the community.
Oh, thanks.
And, we're more than happy to help wherever we can. So get you guys back up and welding again as soon as possible.
Okay, that's fantastic, mate. We'll come talk to you, hey?
Yeah, get a list together, and between us and our supply network, we'll do everything we can.
Oh, we'll most certainly do that. I really appreciate it. That's a lovely thing to do.
Thank you so much. Thanks for talking to us, Bob, and also thank you much, Steve, from BJ House. This is amazing. This is such a great thing to do for
the
community.
Very generous.
It is.
It's awesome, and we've got a wonderful community, and it's great to see how we all jump in together. Appreciate what you guys are doing and what BJ House are doing. It's just wonderful.
Oh, that's great. And
no
Steve,
mentions of 2GO there, but that's okay.
No.
We're not doing it.
We are them.
I'm joking. I'm trying to get laughs.
And Steve.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, sometimes.
Steve, you've got the big 40th anniversary sale for BJ House this weekend. So if ever there's a reason to go and say hi to BJ House, it's certainly this weekend. That's at Lizero and Charmhaven, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It should be a big day for us. Right. 40 years in business on the coast. Yeah, to celebrate.
That's definitely worth celebrating. And when you look after the community like you do, there's even more reason to celebrate. Thank you so much, Steve. Lovely to talk to you. And lovely to talk to you too, Bob, from Men's Shed in Erina.
Thank you.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Hey, we've got to talk royals quickly. Such regal music.
You're buying into the propaganda, Mandy.
I am a little bit.
Don't.
But I just want to talk to you about Meghan Markle, right? Because this actually freaked me out a little bit.
Eminem.
So Meg's, as you know, was a...
Meg's to you.
Meg's to me, because I know her quite well.
Oh, yeah.
She was an actress on Suits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was her career. Her career was being an actress. As soon as she marries Harry, she can no longer... do acting. She's not allowed to do that as a career. Some of the other things she can't do is she can't take selfies. She has to get off social media. She's had to shut down all of her social media accounts.
Yes.
She can't sign autographs.
Because I turned her friendship request. No, I don't want anyone.
Oh, you now rejected that you're marrying, it, did you?
Yeah. What's his face?
Yeah,
not
Harry.
Interested. Yeah.
She can't have any side projects. So if she had a website that was up and running for a while she was acting and whatnot. Mm. She's had to shut that down. She must always wear stockings when she goes out in public. How annoying is that?
Is that true?
Yeah. Mm. I hate wearing stockings. I will never wear stockings if I can avoid it, but she's not allowed to. She has to wear stockings every time she goes out.
It's International Nylon Stockings Day, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Widow.
What an amazing coincidence,
what
huh?
What a coincidence,
no,
hey?
But look, I think that this is all propaganda. It's all meant to kind of keep us hypnotized.
But it's an interesting thing, though, that she has to give up her life, right? So to marry the love of her life, which is Harry, she's not allowed to eat shellfish ever again because that's seen as a risk. She can't have any public displays of affection. She can never wear ripped jeans again.
She can't do porn.
No.
That's out.
She has to carry a black outfit when travelling.
Yeah, in case there's a death.
If there's a death, she has to carry a black outfit.
No, the royals, whenever they tour, they always have an outfit in case there's a death in the family.
Okay, I'm going to say something that you may find shocking, Mandy and Witto. Now, a lot of people are afraid to say this, but I'm going to say it.
Please be careful with your language.
Oh, absolutely. I mind my language all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people wonder why the royals live so long. Mm. Like the Queen's mum lived till 100, and she was a Nazi sympathizer. They all were, by the way. But you know why they live so long?
Mm.
Because they eat human flesh. I said it.
That's not true.
It's a fact.
It's not true.
It's a fact.
You're making it up.
Look into it, people.
You are making it up.
They eat human flesh to stay young.
Where do you find this information? You're just making it up.
Unless YouTube has lied to me, and I doubt it, they are a terrible plight. We don't need them.
Mm.
Don't need these people. They did some terrible things throughout history.
Yeah,
didn't
I know,
they?
But we're not going to talk about them right now. Let's not spoil the wedding.
Yeah, let's not spoil
the wedding.
See, they asked me to give a speech at the wedding, and then they looked at it and said, "No, you probably shouldn't be speaking."
No.
I'm not going.
You can't make
I'm busy.
Me.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And we do say call the show anytime. 432-4444 is the number.
Everybody who gets on the show goes in the draw to win $600 prize from BJ Howes. Kelly from Baddow Bay, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're fabulous.
What a lovely
thanks.
Voice Kelly has.
Very sexy voice.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Wow. She just wants
I'm
to.
I'm ringing up. I thought it was lovely that Steve from BJ House, 40 years, good business, good company, to help the Erina Men's Shed, Bob Miller. It was just beautiful. It's good how the community and the businesses come together.
It is pretty amazing. I think sometimes we forget on the coast that we live in a community that really takes care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was amazing that he did that as well.
I feel the longer we keep talking to Kelly, the more money it's going to cost us, like $5 a minute.
Why?
Because she's a sexy voice.
Kelly. Kelly, thank you for the feedback this morning. Lovely to hear from you. And yes, we have to support the businesses that support the community.
Kelly, can we ask you a favour? Can you say you're listening to Mandy and Akmal on 2GO?
I'm in pathology, you know.
You're at work.
That's not
doesn't
very
matter,
sexy.
Kelly. Don't worry about it. Do it.
Yeah, it's very hard to be sexy when
you're listening to Mandy and Akmal on 2GO.
Yeah.
That's good, yes.
Kelly.
She's in pathology. It's hard to be sexy when you're taking someone's urine sample.
Well, look, Kelly, have a fabulous day, darling, and thanks for the call.
You.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Oh, the B-52's breakfast of Mandy and Akmal on 2GO.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Wigo.
That's all right.
That's a song about my house, The Love Shack.
Not from what you say.
Oh, true.
You've got three dogs sleeping on the bed and doing poos inside. And, you know, it doesn't sound like the love shack to me.
It's the shit shack.
It's the shit shack.
Just very quickly, Manly, you've got some news for us.
Yeah. I haven't spoken about this for ages. I've got quilt news. I know you guys have been dying to find out what's been happening with my quilt.
Forget the royal wedding.
Forget
it. We got Mandy's quilt news.
You know what? You haven't heard about this for a while because we gave the quilt to the quilt lady.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, yeah, I've got a few quilts to do, so it might be a little while. Mm. Well, I rang the quilt lady because it's been like 2 months. And I thought, where's our quilt? Mm-hmm. So I rang the quilt lady and she said, oh, I've been in hospital, had an operation, and then I got an infected leg.
Oh, yeah.
So she hasn't been able to stand on her feet.
It's hard to do a quilt with an infected leg.
It is. She has to stand up.
I know that.
Yeah.
We've all experienced trying to make a quilt with an infected leg.
Exactly. Mm. It's not easy.
It's hard.
Exactly.
Don't even bother.
Said, get off your legs.
Just buy a quilt.
Anyway, guys. In a couple of weeks, I should have the quilt. I know you're waiting with bated breath.
Can you please? Can I be the first to know?
Yeah, I will ring you.
Would you ring me? Send me photos.
I will send you photos.
You're incredible.
I know it's something that you think about all the time.
As exciting as talking about quilts is, we need to get out of here because Brownie's in next.
Oh, come on. He's going to be talking about quilts. Brownie.
Has anybody had news on Mike Duncan yet? I mean, have they found him? I know he went
missing. Mickey D, ladies and gentlemen.
He went missing.
He's gone missing. If you've seen Mickey D, report him to the police because he's probably lost.
He's lost.
And his GPS is not working.
I'm going to make some posters and put them up around.
Have you seen Mickey D?
All right, look, if you want to catch up, 2gofm.com.au, do it there, download the app. Akmal spoke Arabic to a caller and she spoke it back. It was very beautiful. And also, we talked about coffee that can slap you in the face.
Yeah.
All right, find out more,
or
download the app.
Depends.
What are you saying now?
Well, that woman.
He was finishing the show and then you kept going.
I beg your pardon.
We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow at 5:30. Bye.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.